Hey guys, my name is Amy. I have a new life in Christ. I'm recovering from self-protection and the effects from sexual abuse. Let's pray. Father God, you are the creator of heavens and earth. And God, you are just so good that words don't really describe just how amazing you are and just the work you've done in my life. But Lord, I just pray that, Lord, you would just use the words tonight just to show others just how amazing you are. And that they wouldn't see anything that I've done, because it's nothing that I've done, God, but it's only been you, your Son, and your Spirit, God. And so, Lord, I just pray that the friends here tonight, Lord, would be encouraged. Amen. Growing up, my mom had many boyfriends, and my mom, my brother, sister, and I all had different dads. I have no memories of my own father, but have a distinct memory of my mom telling me that he was not a good person. Home life for me was riddled with trauma. Sexual abuse first entered my life when I was about 5 years old and continued over the course of the next 5+ years. My innocence was stolen, my identity wrecked, and my ability to trust was shattered. As a child, there were 3 different men who abused me, including my mom's boyfriend, my brother, and a friend of my brother's. At one point as a child, I spoke up about the abuse from my mom's boyfriend, sharing with my aunt. She showed concern and addressed my mom with this truth in private, but my mom never acknowledged the abuse to me, and it was never talked about again. Because of the response from my mom, I did not share about the other perpetrators out of the fear that my mom would not believe me and possibly blame me. I felt there was a target on my back since abuse became a pattern for me. I felt unprotected, worthless, afraid, alone, and dirty. This is where my self-protection, hard heart, and manipulation really started to root itself. I became a tough tomboy, reliant on myself only, not needing anyone for anything, or so I thought. With the lack of love, guidance, and concern at home, I started a sexual relationship at 14 years old. I moved out at 17 and moved in with my boyfriend, and we were married 1 year later. While this relationship removed me from some of the destructive things going on in my family's home, our marriage lacked maturity and emotional intimacy. It wasn't long before we were divorced. He was remarried, and I was filing for bankruptcy for the $75,000 in debt that I now owed. I felt lost and alone. My destructive relationship soon followed. This is where I started to seek my worth. I was desperately seeking love, but deep down I thought I was unlovable. I had no support system and was completely isolated. Abuse re-entered my life when I was raped on 2 separate occasions. This left me feeling shameful and angry. My view of the world was dark and everyone I knew seemed bad. I was helpless and vulnerable. My distrust in others grew. I went to work and to college, yet no one knew what I was experiencing. My exterior became harder and tougher, while emotionally I felt delicate and ready to crumble. Why questions plagued me. I believed the lie that my worth was in my usefulness. I put myself in many dangerous situations with men. I did whatever I was asked to out of fear of what would happen if I refused, and then that reinforced my belief that I was not valuable, significant, or cared for. The turning point came when I was on the phone with an undercover sex trafficker trying to book me on a trip to Hawaii. I heard a thought in my mind, "Don't do this, it's not who you are." That got my attention. That night I had the distinct feeling that someone was with me, urging me not to go, telling me that my life could look different, that this was not who I was made to be. Years later, I would realize that it was not God who had been protected. It was God that was protecting me that night and many other nights before. I was still involved in unhealthy relationships, theft, and dishonesty. I struggled with bulimia, lust, masturbation, and I was so sad, but I repressed those emotions. I had attended church off and on when I was a child and thought about God, but I did not have a relationship with him. I was lost and alone. Around this time, I graduated college with a degree in psychology at the University of Texas at Dallas and then pursued a degree as a registered nurse. Despite the destruction around me, God never wavered. As Isaiah 40 says, he gathers the lambs in his arm and carries them close to his heart. Working as a personal trainer and going to nursing school full-time, I met my current husband, who was a Dallas police officer. A man of justice, integrity, and compassion, God still had a plan for me. Chuck and I married in 2007. It was not surprising that our relationship was extremely difficult. Having escaped many of my old ways, but not yet a believer in Christ, I was controlling and distrusting. I doubted his love for me daily and suspected he was hiding things from me. When we argued, I was often mean and destructive. I had no idea how to be in an emotionally intimate relationship. Within the first year of marriage, I had 2 affairs. My heart ached for a deep love and intimacy. I was desperate to feel loved and significant, but my view of love was warped by abuse, neglect, deception, and manipulation. And then the Lord used the gift of motherhood to show me what unconditional love could look like. I wanted to love my child, provide and protect her in a way that I never felt that I was. I never had a father figure, and all the men in my life abused me. I felt lost. But God had a plan. Precious friend and her husband pursued a relationship with my husband and me. They invited us to Watermark 9 years ago. God gave us both daughters, born a few weeks apart, allowing us shared experiences and a lasting friendship. When my daughter was 18 months old, we finally accepted an invitation to church with these friends. They loved us through our destructive marriage. Initially, I was scared. I felt like my past mistakes were so apparent everywhere I went. I wanted to be a better mom, so I went to church. Exodus 35:5 says, "Whoever is of a willing heart, let him bring it to the Lord." I was willing. Self-doubt, fear of being known, shame and guilt were soon overshadowed by God's unconditional love. Truth and grace were being shared from the stage every Sunday, and I was desperate for it. I remember one Sunday of worship, the words sung, "He is jealous for me, loves like a hurricane. I am a tree bending beneath the weight of his wind and mercy." I felt truth flow over me, really believing his love was actually available to me. The truth was, God made me and loved me and was pursuing a relationship with me, and I was ready to be loved. Sunday after Sunday, worship music broke down my hard heart, and it began to soften. Hope, love, and faith replaced discouragement, fear, and anger. My thoughts, words, and feelings gradually changed. I became less reactive and less judgmental. As I pursued a relationship with God, I began to believe he was kind and cared for me. I started reading God's word and studying the book of Romans through women's Bible study. That's when I realized everyone was a sinner. It wasn't just me. I started to really understand how I could be made whole through a relationship with Jesus. After all the bad things I'd chosen, I thought I was evil, but God did not want anything to do with me. But the story of Jesus and his sacrifice on the cross said something different. I learned about the free gift of grace available to me through Jesus. Ephesians 2:8-9 says, "For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourself. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast." And in 2 Corinthians, that anyone who belongs to Christ is a new creation. And then finally, I learned that there was nothing I could do to be good enough for God. It wasn't about me, it was about Jesus. He was the perfect Son of God who loved me and died for me. His death gave me life, eternal life. God offered me what I did not deserve by extending me grace through Jesus. The truth began to set me free. Not enslaved to the desires of my flesh or my past anymore, I was significant to God. Jesus offered everything I ever wanted. I learned that my past mistakes, my anger, adultery, exchanging sex for love, devaluing myself as worthless, and everything done to me and all the mistakes I had committed, it was all paid for. Jesus died for all the abuse, all the pain I endured as a child and as an adult, and all the pain I inflicted on myself and others in my life. And there was a way out. I could finally see the light shining in my darkness. Jesus took my heavy burden to the cross. The burden of other people's sin and the sin I was responsible for, it was gone. It didn't mean I didn't have the consequences of sin. It meant sin no longer controlled me. God delights in me. He showered me with overwhelming grace, acceptance, and kindness, and he became my hope. God was pursuing me. I followed the Lord's leading as I shared my testimony on a baptism Sunday over 4 years ago. Sharing brought me so much joy. I was pursuing the Lord and desperate for him. I wanted to know him more intimately, so I accepted an invitation to Shelter, Watermark Sexual Abuse Recovery Ministry. I had already acknowledged my past sexual abuse, but I have never processed it in light of the cross. I had absorbed it as part of my identity, where it still continued to remind me of the lies I once believed, that I was insignificant and unloved. Even though I trusted in Jesus, was hopeful, and began to feel God's love daily, fear and lies would resurface. I struggled with defensive behaviors, anger, and a need for control. I had a victim mentality. I blamed those who loved and cared for me for the pain that I had suffered. In Shelter, I faced the truth about my current marriage, how I acted hurt all the time, and blamed my husband for the pain and suffering that others had caused me. I faced the lack of trust I had with all people, the brokenness in my family growing up, and the effects of abuse that I endured. I acknowledged the frustration and irritation I had with my children, and I faced the lies I had been believing, and I was still feeling the weight of all the bad choices that I had made in my life. Though I knew I was forgiven by the Lord, the burden I felt was still intense. My beliefs about God were damaged, and I still struggled to believe that God valued me. The Lord used Shelter to teach me how to see him and how to see myself. I learned that abuse I endured and the choices that I made throughout my life were not unique to me, that women that experienced what I did had similar paths. I realized what I was not uniquely broken or bad. What I learned allowed me to take ground and combat those lies. Through regular reading of my Bible, a willing and soft heart, I began to believe the truth of who God says I am. This journey was hard, and God gently allowed me to see his role throughout my life. He reminded me that he was with me from the beginning. He knit me together in my mother's womb, and even though my mother and father had forsaken me, he had chosen me. My Father in heaven had protected me all along. He is my rock, my fortress, my deliverer, my refuge, and my shield. My strength comes from him. He gave me wisdom to see what happened to me was not his plan, but rather the sin of another person. As I entered motherhood, I was able to see the childlike innocence in my own children that had been stripped away from me too. I began to grieve for that little girl, but I didn't stay there. I put my trust in God. I claim my inheritance and identity. Since God is the one who gives me my identity, what he said is what started to matter. He is the maker of heaven and earth. He's my creator. He brings dead things to life. He redeemed my life from the pit. He desires a relationship and to know me. I am precious to him, important, forgiven. I am pure, blameless, and without a single fault because of Jesus. My need and desires started to change. I no longer look to others for my worth. I look to God. I believe he breathed life into me for a purpose, to make God known to this world and to live in his love and freedom and to spend my life sharing that love and freedom with others. The Lord has done many more amazing things in my life, redeeming more than I could imagine. As I continue to surrender to him, my anger has turned into compassion for my mom. I realized she was broken and needed of a savior, and I was able to choose to forgive her. I acknowledge the need for authenticity in my marriage. I knew God was for me and my husband, and he wanted oneness for us. I also knew that the secret of my affairs from years ago created a hindrance. I wanted to be completely known to my husband, and I realized that if I did not bring this to light, I was not completely trusting the Lord. I felt the sweetness of God's grace when my husband extended forgiveness to me. A few months later, we went through Re-Engage to learn what a marriage built in Christ looked like. And 7 years ago, God gave me the sweetest gift when he brought my dad's brother and family into my life. I have blood relatives that love me. After 32 years of believing my dad did not love me, I learned that he did have a deep love for me right up until his death. This life is amazing, but I still struggle daily with my flesh. There are real consequences to my own sin and the sin of others. Relationships have been affected, and lies do creep back in to pull me away from the feeling of freedom. Feeling unsafe, unloved, or not significant is where the enemy still attacks. He uses the same tactics as before. I can struggle with control, and anger does flare up when I feel threatened. Vulnerability shrinks back, and trust feels hard at times. This is hard, specifically in marriage. I have to fight for emotional intimacy as I tend to escalate, and can make it hard for my husband to love me. The truth is stronger than the lies, and God is quick to remind me of his power and strength, especially when I acknowledge my own brokenness and constant need for him. I am able to acknowledge my sin, ask for forgiveness, and forgive others now. This is only possible because I have grown to trust and understand more of God's heart and align mine with his. I do this by abiding daily with him, spending time in his word, and being intentional in my prayers. My relationships look very different now. I have healthy relationships that are built on trust. I have learned that I am not responsible for other people's feelings or reactions, and I have learned to put healthy boundaries in place that protect me from others who are unhealthy and choose not to follow the Lord. But my hope is no longer in people. It is steadfast in the Lord. The Lord has been gracious to surround me and many others that live life alongside me. These women seek to know me more, encourage me in truth, and remind me that there is hope when hard seasons come. I have learned what friendship is by the friendship I have with Jesus. Hebrews 6:19 says, "We have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure." As a mom, I am humbled daily by my inability to have all the answers and for my children to act perfectly. I have never leaned more on the Lord than I do as a parent. Being a mom has been one of the biggest blessings in my life, but my children reflect my own brokenness, and it's not pretty. They do what I do. They show me how often I'm short with my words, my tone of voice is harsh, and I demand immediate behavior change. Proverbs 14:1 says, "The wise woman builds her house, but with her own hands the foolish one tears hers down." Thankful that my loving father shows me where I need to rely on his unconditional love, gentleness, kindness, and patience. My kids' childlike faith inspires me, and I'm in awe of God's love so evident in their lives already. God has given me the honor and privilege of walking alongside ladies through sexual abuse recovery for the last 4 years. Serving these women, it's so purposeful and is a joy, as I get to love, encourage, and share truth and hope with them. Bearing the burden of others is the heart of God. God is close to those oppressed and suffering, and he wants us to be as well. Isaiah 43 says, "When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. For I am the Lord your God." I want each of you to know that there is nothing that is impossible to God. God can redeem anyone, any pain, any abuse, any brokenness. He does immeasurably more than we can imagine. And my life looks drastically different than it did 5 years ago. I've been adopted by a good and loving Heavenly Father. Freedom has overtaken the darkness in my life. I know I'm completely loved, completely new, and completely forgiven. My name is Amy, and because of Christ, I don't have to rely on my own strength. I can rely on God's unfailing love and grace, and I am his daughter, and I am loved. Thank you.